Thank you very much. Dear NATO Secretary General, Mr. Stoltenberg. Dear all, dear Admiral Howard, I would like to welcome you all, and I want to thank you for this visit at the top level visit of the NATO Secretary to Kosovo, which is a great honor for Kosovo and the institutions of Republic of Kosovo. And I would like to thank NATO for all the steps taken to enhance cooperation with Kosovo and for the joint and common interest for us to move forward with a special cooperation as designated in NATO. On 5th December last year, we have received the response to my letter from you, Mr. Secretary, about cooperation in very important areas for us. And I'm very pleased that Kosovo will be able to benefit from practical cooperation with NATO from specific defense, like information network, education, training program, and logistics, from integrity building program, from participation in NATO activities, peace, science, and involvement of KSF in certain exercises. Kosovo highly appreciates the role of NATO and also aspires to become a NATO member state. All political parties in Kosovo, disregarding whether opposition or ruling parties, have stated that the Republic of Kosovo is fully committed towards European integrations and Euro-Atlantic integrations, and I think this is a common stance of everyone here in Kosovo, including the citizens of Kosovo. We highly appreciate the role of KFOR, and we see it is in the interest of peace and stability to further have presence of KFOR in Kosovo, and we believe that presence of Kosovo is an important element in sense of security of community, but also it contributes to peace and stability in Balkans. Government of Republic of Kosovo is deeply committed to resolve all issues through the dialogue process. Dialogue with Serbia as a strategic orientation of our policies for normalization of relations with this country. However, despite this approach, in recent days we have faced systematic provocations on which we have agreed in Brussels to overcome peacefully, in good understanding, and to build an environment where peace will prevail in this part of the region. I consider that the process of dialogue yielded positive results, and it remains the sole alternative for the future. We are committed to work towards peace, stability in the region, and to integrate all the Serbs in the institutions of Republic of Kosovo. And I guarantee you that the Serbian population is fully safe in Kosovo, and no need to get concerned disregarding the motives of. And we are trying with all the countries in Western Balkans to build good relations based on a common interest. We are looking forward to the process of integration to NATO of Montenegro, and we see a contribution for peace and stability in the region, and we will make all the efforts to overcome the issue of ratifying the agreement for demarcation with Montenegro. And I consider that this is our issue, because with Montenegro we have excellent relations. We are also working in other areas. I have debriefed the NATO Secretary in the area of the economy about the results that we have reached last year, and the economic growth over 4% in the past 2 years, then the reduction of unemployment, foreign direct investments, the role of the Stabilization Association Agreement in our European integrations, and the work that we are doing in the European reforms. I have also expressed the need to have a support as we have had so far with regards to the transformation of KSF into a Kosovo armed force, because KSF did all the preparations, and also I have debriefed the Secretary General that we have discussed with the non-majority representatives in the Assembly of Kosovo in the past 2 years. However, this process is in suspense because we don't have the support of the Serb MPs, not because of their will, but because of the direct influence of Serbia. This transformation of KSF has been pending and is kept hostage because of this issue. We have done a remarkable job against corruption and organized crime, and we are prioritizing this effort. And we have a bigger efficiency of judiciary in this area, and also we have accomplishments also with regards to the civil servants. We have recorded good results in fighting violent extremism and terrorism. We have stopped the flux of people joining foreign fights, and also we have reached a very good cooperation with religious communities, civil society, schools, businesses, and also with other communities in order jointly to work in this area. Mr. Secretary, I really look forward to have KFOR remaining in Kosovo as a very important mission, and I highly appreciate the establishment of cooperation in the areas of common interest, which was confirmed in your letter. And also I express continuous commitment to advance cooperation with NATO in political and practical areas or plane. And also I express my commitment of our country for peace, stability, and good relations with neighbors and normalization of the issues with Serbia through the process of dialogue. At Kosovo, within its frameworks, will be a powerful ally of yours in fighting violent extremism and terrorism, and we are interested to transform the Kosovo Security Force into Kosovo Armed Force, as a force will be active supporter to peace and stability, and that it is in the interest of the Republic of Kosovo, our participation and involvement in the peace support operations, preferably under the umbrella of NATO. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Isa Mustafa. And it's... Thank you. And it's a great pleasure to visit Pristina again. I visited Pristina as one of my first visits after I became Secretary General of NATO, and I am glad to be back and to meet with you. The stability of the Western Balkans is of critical importance for NATO, and KFOR remains a priority for the alliance, because security and stability in this region is important to the security and the stability of the whole of Europe. KFOR is our longest running operation, now with around 4,500 troops on the ground. For the past 18 years, KFOR has been helping transform Kosovo into a safer place. And today, NATO's footprint in Kosovo goes beyond our military presence. We are also committed to capacity building. Our new NATO advisory and liaison team will play a key role in these efforts, including with support to the Kosovo Security Force within its current mandate. We have also agreed to step up our integration, our interaction with Kosovo in many different areas, including cyber defense, science for peace, and building integrity and fighting corruption. At the same time, the normalization process between Pristina and Belgrade is continuing. NATO fully supports the EU-sponsored dialogue. The dialogue is now back on track with two rounds in the last 2 weeks, and I welcome that. I remain in close contact with the EU High Representative Federica Mogherini. I spoke with her this morning, and we discussed the importance of further progress. It is vital that the agreement reached in this dialogue continue to be implemented. I commend you for your efforts, but the challenges remain, and there is still work to be done. Today, we discussed the need for continued commitment from all sides to exercise restraint and diffuse tensions. I strongly encourage you to continue on this path of dialogue and reconciliation, because this is the path towards a future of prosperity for Kosovo and for the entire region, and towards a future within the Euro-Atlantic community. NATO will remain committed to the security and the stability of Kosovo, and KFOR will continue its mission to preserve and a safe and secure environment and to guarantee freedom of movement for as long as necessary in accordance with our United Nations mandate. So once again, let me thank you for your hospitality. Thank you for very constructive meetings here in Pristina today. And you can stay assured NATO will continue to support you. The KFOR forces will continue to be here. And we look forward to strengthen our cooperation by more interaction and more support also when it comes to capacity building. So once again, thank you so much.
Leonora Berbatovci, RTK. Mr. Stoltenberg, you said that you will continue supporting KSF within its current mandate. Will there be anything beyond the support in terms of armament or defending borders, because now this was presented as a necessity, and even the high officials of State Department, it was told, or we heard, that with the reduction of KFOR or KFOR presence in parallel to have empowerment of KSF. This is a question for you, and a question to Prime Minister Mustafa. Today, there were discussions about meeting with the Northern Serb structures about the wall. Is there anything concrete in this regard?
The Kosovo Security Force is a professional and increasingly multi-ethnical force. And we will continue to support the KSF within its existing mandate. And I think also the development of the KSF, the Kosovo Security Force, is one example of successful capacity building from NATO, working with the force here in Pristina and in Kosovo. And we will continue to help the development of the Kosovo Security Force within its existing mandate. It is the structure and the mandate for the Kosovo Security Force. It is not for NATO to decide. It is for the authorities in Kosovo to decide. But should the KSF mandate evolve, the North Atlantic Council would have to re-examine the level of NATO engagement. But we are ready to continue to support it within its existing mandate.
With regards to the issue of the wall, during the day we expect contacts between the Ministry of Environment and Spatial Planning and the municipality of Mitrovica North in order to harmonize all the legal issues related. and I expect the issue to be discussed based on the law and the legal frameworks of the local and the central governments, and I expect a good understanding of all the citizens in this regard, and I use the opportunity to stress that there is no security issue of the Serb citizens or the northern part of Mitrovica, because we will respect the law and all legal procedures, and I see a good will to have this issue resolved in the best way. Besnik Raznici, Kohaditore newspaper. I have a question to the NATO Secretary General. Can NATO guarantee to fight back any foreign military intervention in Kosovo? Because we have received threats in the recent days from Serbia for deploying their military in Kosovo, where only 17 years ago they committed massacres. And Mr. Prime Minister, do you consider that the borders of Kosovo are volatile or fragile or not?
NATO is in Kosovo. NATO has the KFOR force here to make sure that we are able to maintain stability, peace and security in this part of Europe. And as I said, we are committed to continue to stay here with a significant force, 4,500 troops around. And this sends a very clear signal of our commitment to make sure that Kosovo is a safe and secure place. KFOR is the third responder. We have the Kosovo police, the Kosovo security forces, and then we have ULEX, and then we have KFOR. And I think that this is important, that we have different forces filling different roles. And we have seen over many, many years that the KFOR presence has contributed to stability and to security in Kosovo. And as I said, we are committed to continue as long as necessary. I think that what we need now is not more rhetoric, but we need dialogue. We need to reduce tensions, to avoid incidents, and to support all efforts to move forward on the normalization process, Pristina-Belgrade. NATO is strongly supporting that, and therefore we urge all parties to show restraint and to participate in a constructive way dialogue.
As a Prime Minister, I may tell you that I have no information from responsible security institutions of the country about any eventual breach of the territory of Kosovo. We are facing only the statements. It's a huge campaign. However, there is no argument indicating that our borders will be in breach. So we have to be safe, trust our institutions, continue working, and to build bridges of cooperation.
Journal. To the Secretary General, is now an appropriate time for a referendum in Ukraine? And do you believe that Russia has the power to control the separatists and their actions there? And to the Prime Minister, do you believe Russia is increasing its influence in this region? And do you believe the Serbian train incident is an example of Russian interference? And should NATO do more to deter Russian involvement in this region?
The focus in Ukraine now is on reform, is on how Ukraine can modernize its armed forces, and NATO is helping Ukraine in doing so. We provide, of course, strong political support for Ukraine, but NATO is also providing strong practical support for Ukraine in different ways, with different trust funds and with different programs, to help them to modernize their defense and security institutions, to help to modernize their armed forces. And then we also motivate NATO allies to also provide help and support on the bilateral level. So NATO and NATO allies provide practical support to Ukraine in different ways, including to helping them with modernizing and reforming their armed forces and security institutions. The important thing is that the question of membership in NATO is something that it is up to any applicant country and the members of NATO to decide. No one else has the right to intervene or to interfere with such a process. No other country has the right to veto such a process, because it is a sovereign right of every nation in Europe to decide its own path, including what kind of security arrangements it wants to be part of, and then for the NATO allies to decide whether an applicant country qualified to become a member. We are concerned about the situation in eastern Ukraine. The ceasefire is not respected. We see many violations of the ceasefire. We see the use of heavy weapons, and we also see a very dire humanitarian situation. So we call on Russia to use its considerable influence over the separatists to make sure that they respect the Minsk agreements and the ceasefire, and that international monitors are allowed free access and are enabled to do the work they are supposed to do, to monitor the withdrawal of heavy weapons and the full implementation of the ceasefire.
What's visible is that the train inbound to Kosovo left Belgrade, not Moscow. It departed from Belgrade with the blessing of officers from Belgrade. The fact is that it was a donation to Serbia. Then, of course, we have no statement from Russia that they did not plan to use this train to provoke Kosovo, which instigated problems and concerns among Kosovo and also Serbian citizens. Thus, it is an issue of these relations. However, we don't want to have bad relations with Russia or Serbia, and the donations given to Serbia, we would not like to be to see them being used to provoke situation in Kosovo.
Mr. Secretary General, Kosovo President said that Serbia has the plan to annex the northern part of Kosovo, similar as Russia did in Crimea. Do you share the same concern? Do you see that coming?
I will refer to what the Prime Minister just said about the situation in northern Kosovo. And I would also like to underline that NATO is here to contribute to peace and stability. KFOR presence in Kosovo is the foundation for peace and stability in Kosovo. And that's the reason why we have decided to maintain our presence. But as I also said, KFOR is the third responder. We have seen a more and more professional police force in Kosovo, and we have seen the Kosovo security forces, and we have the the ULEX also being present in Kosovo. And again, I think it's only making the situation more difficult if we now start to speculate on all different kinds of possibilities. The main message to everyone is to calm down, is to not use rhetoric which can increase tensions. And I'm in regular contact with the European Union, but I'm also in regular contact with Belgrade, with Serbia, and my main message is always that we should support the EU-facilitated dialogue, the normalization process, and you have actually achieved a lot through that normalization process, many agreements, and now the question and important thing is to implement what you have agreed. So I think the focus should be on implementation of the different agreements in the normalization process, not on speculating and using rhetoric which can only make the situation more difficult.
The question is, Prime Minister, is the wall being demolished tomorrow? Well, then the moment the decision is rendered, we will call you and let you know. Thank you.